Hello, Mr. Tillman. Can you hear us?
Good afternoon, second speaker.
Good afternoon, sir. What about those Cowboys?
Easy now.
Oh, sorry.
The ones in Stillwater are looking good. The ones in Dallas aren't.
Okay, well, it's 1 o'clock, and if the clerk is ready, I'll call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. Are you ready, clerk?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We've officially called the meeting to order. It is 1 p.m. on October 29th. The next item on our agenda is roll call, clerk.
Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Revard.
Here. Thank you. So the next item on our agenda is prayer, and I've asked Congresswoman Stabler if she'd render a prayer this afternoon.
Thank you. You'll all join me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the sunshine. We also thank you for the rain, much needed rain that we needed. We ask that you watch over our people, especially in this time of COVID, and to heal their bodies and to heal their spirits right now. It's an extremely difficult time for everyone. We ask that you give us the heart and the mind and the strength to lead our people. We ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. So the next item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes. And, of course, they're in the calendar invite. And the clerk also sent the full package yesterday. So the minutes are dated August 26, 2020.
Congresswoman Revard.
Yes, Congressman.
The only thing I see is Second Speaker Stabler adjourned the meeting. Other than that, they look good.
Duly noted. Okay, thank you. Clerk, I
motion
see.
Motion to approve.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Second, Stabler.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, the minutes have been approved. The next item on our agenda is number 5, which is payables. And I'll let the budget analyst, Jordan, discuss the payables. And those are also located in your packet.
So we haven't been invoiced for this yet, but Congressional IT had suggested last fiscal year that we replace the server. So we budgeted $7,500 for that for this fiscal year. They've gone ahead and given us a quote for how much it would cost to do that. They quoted us at $6,950, including labor. They also suggested that Congress update its firewall and Wi-Fi access points, and they quoted us that $1,610, including labor. So combined, that's $8,560, which would leave us $6,440 in the equipment acquisition line for the remainder of the fiscal year. And the second payable to talk about is the code publishing invoice. It's paid out of the Osage Nation Code Fund. Currently, the Code Fund has a balance of $24,264. The, which was that one for? That one was for $1,410. So there's plenty in the code fund to cover that. But the committee has to vote on it to approve any expenditures from the Osage Nation Code Fund.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Could you repeat the balance in the code fund, please?
$24,264.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any questions from the committee? I guess we'll start with the computer guy. Again, as Jordan said, we budgeted for this, and we, of course, approved our budget through CA and on our last session, so. If we don't have any questions, then do we need to vote on paying that payable or just say it's okay?
Do we need a motion to approve it? Is a motion in order?
We probably should go ahead and make a motion just for the record. Depends on how they're paying it. If it's going to go through payables, which it should, then the motion would have to go with it, travel with it to Treasury.
Motion to approve the estimate for the computer guy. To replace the firewall and equipment server.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you. So the next item is a purchase, or the amount of $1,410 to come out of the Osage Nation Code Fund. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve invoice number 68060 for Code Publishing Company in the amount of $1,410.
Stabler.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so we've approve both of our payables. Thank you, Jordan. And the next discussion on our agenda is the assistant clerk position. Right now, we have applications for that position that reports directly to the clerk. We're scheduled to hold interviews tomorrow via Zoom. If anybody's interested in attending those interviews, let the clerk know and she can send the invite to you. The second, or myself and the vice chair, and I think Congresswoman Stabler have reviewed the applications. We are going to interview our Osages first, and that's what we'll be doing tomorrow. So with the assistance, of course, of HR. So if anybody is interested in participating, just let the clerk know. This is the current job description that I've sent you in your packet. And clerk, if you'd like to discuss anything, this would probably be the time. I've also sent a snapshot of the applications that we've received. Clerk, is there anything you'd like to add?
I don't really have anything additional I'd like to add, unless someone may have questions.
Does anybody have any questions for the clerk or myself regarding the interviews for the assistant clerk position? Okay. Again, if you're interested in participating in the interviews, just let the clerk know. The next item.
Madam Chair, this is Troy.
Who is that?
This is Trey.
Hello, Mr. Gill.
Hello. I had one item to talk about regarding the assistant clerk position. If you're doing interviews, you'll need to have a meeting to take any official action because the Congressional Affairs Committee handles the hiring and termination of employees. So it'll have to be done in an actual committee meeting, noticed committee meeting.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's so our, we were thinking that after the interviews and after we rate and score that we would bring that back to CA, as you said, and hold an official meeting so that we can agree on hiring per the law.
Thank you.
Or the rules. Thank you, Trey. The next item on our agenda is the discussion of the chief audit officer position. As you're aware, Mr. Guild has taken a position within the nation with our Wajaji Health Center. And so that's left this position vacant. I have sent a copy of the current job description to everyone. And I spoke to the speaker yesterday evening and this morning. And as you know, this position reports directly to the Speaker of Congress. And I'm asking, and the Speaker agrees, that we would like Congress to just look at this job description, and if you have any recommendation or edits to the job description or any comments, that you send them to the Speaker and myself. And if we could do that maybe by next Friday, so we could get the position posted. And if we have to extend that, that's fine, but I was thinking by November 6th. I believe this job description, the last time maybe it was updated was in 2019. And I also included in your packet the actual establishment of OFPR. And that's really for us new folks. And so if anybody has any questions or comments about this position, I'd be happy to entertain those. Okay, if not, let's move on to our next item, which is the Osage News ad. In speaking with the clerk, I was trying to take care of some just house cleaning items that probably need to be addressed sooner than later because of deadlines. I understand that typically, I guess, Congress puts maybe an ad in the newspaper for the holidays. And I was wondering if the Congressional Affairs Committee would entertain putting an ad in the newspaper for a holiday advertisement from Congress. And if so, we would probably need to do that sooner than later. We're not able to do a picture, of course, because of COVID. We haven't been able to actually meet just for safety precautions to take a picture. So is that something you guys would be interested in or not? Either way, I just kind of need some direction.
Karen, this is Stabler.
Yes, ma'am.
I do think it's more efficient to put it in the newspaper. And of course, the deadline for the December edition will be sometime in November. So it is a good time to get started on it. And just a display of some kind. I don't know who's going to design this, but a display ad of some kind for Christmas and for the new year, both. Is what I suggest.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other comments about the ad? If you guys are in agreement, then we could work something together and then send it to you guys for approval. I think for Jordan's purposes, we would need to know what size, a quarter page, half page, full page. I think that would probably help us in the design of the ad as well. Does anybody have any recommendations on, number one, should we do it? Number two,
Chair.
Which size?
Chair.
Yes.
What size do we normally do? What is the standard? What have we done before?
Chair, this is Stabler. I'll respond to that.
Yes, ma'am.
They've done different things each year. I guess sometimes years they did cards and I guess at different times they've done ads. I think we did a quarter page last year. It did have a photograph in it and a poem in it, or it was a Christmas greeting kind of a thing. So I think a quarter page is a good size and a color, especially if it's going to be a display. It's nice to have it in color. And or, you know, just a Christmas card type style of some kind would be good.
Okay, thank you. I believe the quarter page color is $234. Would you agree, Jordan?
I'm looking for it. Quarter page color, $275.
Oh, okay, I see. Thank you.
How much for
Go ahead, Congressman.
Well, I was kind of thinking maybe a half a page on the back color. How much is that?
$495.
I have no problem with that, Chair. This is Stabler, but you won't get the back cover. That's usually reserved for the casinos, the center section.
I agree. I think that the a half page would probably be better in color. We could ask for the center. What does the rest of the committee think? Congressman Keene?
I'm good with either way.
Congresswoman Shaw?
I can definitely agree with the half page color. I think that would be nice to do at Christmas.
Okay. Would somebody like to make a motion to approve the estimate or to actually do it?
Chair, this is Stabler. I'll move to purchase a half page horizontal color ad for the Christmas edition for Congress at $495.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is the discussion of holiday activities. Again, this is something the clerk and I talked about. Typically, Congress participates in the Christmas parade. And so the clerk reached out and talked to the city of Hominy and Fairfax. And I talked to the lady at the chamber. And it looks like in Pawhuska, they're going to have a parade on December 5th at 5:30. And the theme is Osage Christmas this year. And so we'll be able to also use the vehicle that was used last year. Clerk, do you want to talk about the dates for Hominy and Fairfax?
At this time, it seems that Hominy's parade will be the same day as the Pawhuska parade. Fairfax has not made their decision yet, and I'm still waiting to hear from them as to whether they're even going to have one. They are completely up in the air right now. but I hope to hear from them soon.
Okay, thank you. So I guess my question is that would help us, the clerk and myself, or do you guys want to participate in the Christmas parades this year?
This is Stabler, and yes, I do. It was a nice evening. It was a fun event.
Okay. Chair. Anybody else?
Did you say that the theme for the Pawhuska Christmas Parade is Osage? An Osage, yes. Christmas?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
I think that's awesome. Absolutely. We most certainly should participate.
Okay, so we'll find out, we'll validate whether or not the city of Fairfax is going to hold a parade. And then if we agree, then I'll have the clerk get us some more information, and we'll try to get an agenda together to organize for Pawhuska and Hominy, because I would imagine if we participate in Hominy, we'd need a vehicle as well. So I don't know that we would meet in time. Well, I guess we could in November meet to approve any expenses if there is an expense to a vehicle for Hominy and Fairfax.
Chair, this is Stabler. I would suggest that we go ahead and make a motion to approve any expenditure or a budget for it. Or just approve that any fee or expense to go ahead and be, actually it'll be under your ceiling, so maybe we don't need it.
Okay.
You'd be able to go ahead. I'll take that back.
Okay, well, thank you, Congresswoman Stabler, and we'll try to get more detail for Congress so that we know who, what, when, where, and why.
Wanted to make another comment real quick before I forget to mention it sometime. I bought enough candy last year to fill three tubs, and it wasn't enough. And I think I spent about somewhere between $160 and $200, but it definitely wasn't enough to make the full trip for Pawhuska. And that was the only one we did last year, was Pawhuska, I think.
Okay, thank you. Keep that in mind. Okay, are there any other comments about the parades? If not, we'll move on to item number 10, which is a CARES Act update. So Jordan, if you'd like to go over the spreadsheet that you sent us.
Yes, ma'am. All the requisitions have been submitted for the items in our CARES Act proposal, except for the items that Tribal Works said they would provide, which was the PPE. So we could cut that out of our proposal and we didn't have to spend that money. You can see the spreadsheet, everything that we have purchased. The HVAC improvements, that obviously has not been purchased yet. It's they've just set aside $50,000 of our CARES Act funds to move forward with that. But that hasn't gone through yet. Everything else on there we have. We had initially budgeted $103,394.40. We've spent $81,775.92. So we still have $21,618.48 left to spend. A couple of things, the prices changed, and then we had a couple of things that fell through. A big one was we had ordered some antimicrobial door handles, door hardware for all the push bars and everything throughout the building. And the contractor just wouldn't follow up with us on that. And that was about $16,000. So that was cut out. So we have $21,000 in CARES Act funds remaining that if you guys have any idea how you'd like to see that spent, You could, I guess, discuss that, and we could run it by the task force and see if we could move forward on those.
Okay, thank you, Jordan.
Chairwoman Revar?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because we're pretty much about 8 weeks out from, it's my understanding this money is going to go back to the feds, right? If we don't spend it by 12:30. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I believe so.
So is there any kind of mad dash or what? What exactly could we spend this? Because I'd like to spend it, obviously, but I'm just trying to kind of brainstorm. Does anyone else have any ideas of what we could? Is there even anything we could buy that could take up these remaining funds?
Chair, this is Stabler. I need a clarification on the amount of funds remaining. For Jordan, probably, I guess. You said that we've spent 81,000 out of 103. So
yes, ma'am.
is that HVAC in that 81,000, or is it
yes,
not in that?
It's
in the 81,000. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. Well,
I was thinking, why don't we think about it since we have the report, and if you guys have any, you know, comments or recommendations, that we send them to Jordan, maybe by next Friday, sooner if we could, because of the deadline. And if not, you know, we need to probably let the task force know if we're not going to spend the 21,000, maybe they could provide it to the constituents in a direct service. I don't know what the process is, but I can have Jordan find out. But I think maybe we could talk to the task force and ask them if they have any recommendations or know of anything. I don't know. We may need to get, I don't know where we are on our supplies. Of course, it's not going to be 21,000, but maybe we need to get more masks and cleaning supplies for our building or things of that nature. I agree with Congressman Keene that I don't want to return the money, but if we don't need it, we could also, you know, give it back to our people. So do you guys have any comments? Are you guys okay with just maybe sending recommendations to Jordan?
Chair, this is Stabler. I would say let's not spend too much time on it so that we give others maybe as much advantage as possible of what they might use it for. Maybe first part of next week, let the task force know if we haven't come up with anything.
Okay. One thing I can say is that, you know, since we've been working electronically, and as you can see, we have two Congress members in the chambers. I'm in the middle office for social distancing. That's why I don't have a mask on, because no one is in here with me. Maybe we work on making our systems more electronic, so that we can work better from home or other areas. Updates maybe to making acceptance of documents electronic. Maybe we could look into that, making us, you know, allowing us to work better and more effectively or efficiently from home, because I think the COVID cases are increasing, as we can see. Anyway, any recommendations we'll consider. So if that's it, thank you, Jordan, for providing the update. Congresswoman Stabler, did you get the spreadsheet in your packet? I think the clerk sent it out yesterday. That way you can see the full 81,000.
Yeah, I do see a list. It looks like it must have come from a spreadsheet that shows the 81,000. It just didn't mark what portion, I guess. Oh, well, Maybe that is the list. So there's nothing outside that list of 81,000. I get it now. All right, thanks.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions or comments about the CARES Act? Okay, the next item on our agenda is an update from Tribal Works with regards to, well, our HVAC and other items that we've requested for the Congressional Building. Is someone from Tribal Works on the line? Or maybe Casey or someone from Executive?
I'm here. I'm not going to be able to answer your questions, but I'm here.
Okay.
Edward is supposed to be on the line. Hang on, I'm trying to get a hold of him on the cell.
Okay, thank you, Casey. So maybe, Casey, if you can't get hold of Ed or Tribal Works, would you ask him maybe to send us a status report just via email so that we know where we are on?
Yes, ma'am. I thought you all got all that. That was my understanding. I'm looking for, how do I say this? Everyone's at lunch right now.
Okay. So, maybe they're voting. If you could,
yeah,
if
you could, whatever.
If you could do that, then I can send it out to the CA committee. We're just wanting to get an update on where we are with the HVAC. We've got issues, of course.
He's calling in. I don't think he got the invite. I'm going to send it to him real quick.
Okay.
If I can find it. Hang on. Forward. Hang on. Did y'all get anything from Jeannie yesterday?
No, sir.
I'm not 100% who she would have sent it to. Let me look. I don't know. I'm going to send it to Shannon because I don't know that I have your.
Chairwoman.
Yes.
I'm fine with a memo or a written report.
Okay, I think that would probably be better use of our time. If that's okay, Case, just send us a report, send it to the clerk, and she'll send it out to everybody on the committee, if you would, please.
Yeah, I just sent it to, that is not it. That is something else. You know how my computer works. I think it just went through, so she should have it by now. Have her make sure the attachments with it.
Okay, you sent it to the clerk?
Yeah. I don't know if it saved the attachment, though.
Okay. Well, why don't we, well, thank you for doing that.
Second speaker, this is the clerk.
Yes, ma'am.
I just received it, and it does have the attachment. I'm forwarding it now.
Okay, thank you.
I'm pretty sure that's what you're looking for, but if it's not, that's all I have.
Have you read the attachments, Casey?
Good Lord.
I'm just wondering, so I mean, we could read them. I just was going to say that we could actually, this is
no, I'm sorry, I wasn't talking to you. My stupid mouth quit working.
Okay.
I think all he sent,
okay.
I'm not sure that that's what it was supposed to be.
No, this is good too, though. This was the general definition of the services provided through Space Cost, which was a question.
Okay. Here, I've got another email I'm going to forward to Shanna.
Okay, thank you.
And it's got some explanation. The air ducts, the mold's been remediated. There was none found in the air ducts, so they're not included in the remediation work. Is that sort of what else you need?
Well, I think with the CARES Act, they're to replace our HVAC system. And we were wondering what the status was or where they were on the replacement of the HVAC.
I'm doing a complete report on all of that stuff tomorrow. So they may be waiting to give me a full report on everything. So anyhow, Ed should be calling you.
Okay. Okay, well, if there's any other comments from CA, and if not, then the next item on our agenda is adjournment.
Chair Revard, motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, and we are now adjourned. Thank you, guys.
Mr. Johnson. Second speaker, the second email that he sent did not have an attachment.
Okay. We'll let him know. Thank you.
Yeah, I wonder what it was.
I don't know.
Because I had to really.
I was like.
Not that that would help us in here, right? It's kind of the same when you're driving, you're trying to find somewhere, you got to turn down the radio.
You think?
I thought that just happened to people my age. Hey, Sheena, we couldn't hear her very well in here. We couldn't hear second speaker very well in here.